a perfect game in baseball is defined as a pitcher allowing no hits, no walks, and no errors. 27 guys up, 27 guys out in nine innings. Only 23 men in Major League Baseball history have ever done it before. Hello, everyone. This is Sports Head Commentary. Thank you for dropping by today. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to give securely and quickly at WWIB.com. Help support the show. Chicago White Sox right-hander Philip Humber became a member of that select group to pitch a perfect game back in April of 2012 when he shut down the Seattle Mariners at Safeco Field. He's 37 years of age now, retired from MLB, and with a family living, working down in his home state of Texas. And Philip Humber is back with me on the show. So the last couple of shows, last couple of programs, Philip, we've chronicled the perfect game, broke it down inning by inning, kind of pitch by pitch, and last time talked about that exciting, dramatic, electrifying ninth inning. You closed it out with the perfect no-no. So after that, you become a national celebrity. You get a call from President Obama. You go on the Letterman show. Your name goes up on a plaque at Cooperstown. What was all that notoriety like for you?
Yeah, it was a little... I definitely was out of my element for sure because, like I said, I'd been pretty much a you know, what they would call a journeyman, you know, pitcher, and you know, just all of a sudden, you know, everybody knows your name, and you know, as far as in the baseball world, and you know, you're getting a call from, you know, the leader of the known free world, you know, him taking some time out of his day to give you a phone call, just pretty hard to even fathom. And, you know, so that was a neat moment. You know, he called me the next day and, you know, him being from Chicago and actually growing up as a White Sox fan, it was kind of neat to share that with President Obama. And, you know, he was, you know, giving me some advice on fatherhood and some of his experiences in that. And, so just, I, you know, could not have appreciated that more. And, you know, then, maybe a day or two later, you know, get a call that David Letterman wants to, you know, have me deliver the top 10 list. And, you know, so just craziness, you know, you're kind of used to, as a major league player, you're used to kind of giving interviews and things like after a game, but most of the time you're just talking to the beat reporters and, the local, you know, radio guys or whatever. But, you know, to be on a, you know, a show like David Letterman, that's highly unusual, no matter who you are. And so that was something else. It was kind of, for me, it was difficult to take in a little bit, you know, and you know, like, I'll be honest, my mindset, you know, like I said, probably didn't lend itself to being a professional athlete all that much. You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. You know, I was constantly trying to prove something to people. And so after that perfect game, you know, I knew people, you know, probably thought it was a fluke, you know, and like you said, you know, a lot of people said most unlikely perfect game ever, which to me is kind of a ridiculous statement because every perfect game is unlikely, highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't really matter who you are, but, you know, I get why people say that. You know, I wasn't a Randy Johnson or a Sandy Koufax or, you know, a lot of those names that have done that, you know, have a lot more accomplishment in baseball than I do. But, you know, I wanted to prove that, you know, I was, you know, worthy of that. And so I think that led to some very challenging times. And you know, where I didn't really have a lot of fun playing baseball ever as far as a professional, on a professional level, because of that mindset. I was either trying to prove to people that I was worthy of being a first-round pick or prove to people that I, you know, wasn't a bust or prove to people that, you know, I shouldn't have gotten traded or I should have gotten called up or I deserve to be in the big leagues or, you know, and then, you know, that I, you know, was worthy of throwing a perfect game, you know. Just and so now that I have a son that's interested in sports, that's one thing that I really am trying to communicate to him is just try to enjoy the moment and not worry about what anyone else is saying or thinking or, you know, what it looks like to anyone else. You're out here to, you know, express your talents and gifts, you know, for the glorify the Lord and have fun doing it. And so anyway, that's, if I had to say one thing I wish I would have done a better job of, it would be that, just enjoying the moment and where I was.
Yeah, I think you speak for a lot of us, no matter what we do, even if you're not a professional baseball player. You have had a remarkable career. I mean, when you look at it through baseball, Little League titles in Little League, College World Series winning pitcher, then a number one draft choice, the perfect game, couple of outings where you flirted with no hitters. I mean, Philip, I looked at your Wikipedia page, and I think it's longer than most U.S. presidents.
Yeah, I'm not sure that everything in there is accurate. I haven't been over that in a long time, but yes, I think certainly I did get my 15 minutes of fame, whatever that's worth. You know, probably mostly due to one particular game, and so I became kind of interesting to people for a little while, and so they wanted to I guess, document that.
Okay. Well, you told me that the most significant thing you've ever done was not involved in baseball, but it was when you invited Christ to be your personal Savior. I think we'll document that next time with you, Philip. Philip Humber, the guy who threw the perfect game for the Chicago White Sox back in April of 2012. Let's get together again, all right?
We'll do it.